Rubber game between the Orioles and Reds. Joey Votto making his 1,256th career appearance at first base, most in Reds franchise history. Scoreless in the second, Jonathan Scope facing Scott Feldman.
Here's a long fly ball hit to left field, and it's 1-0 in favor of Baltimore. He didn't waste any time. Jonathan Scope jumped on the first pitch and hit a low line drive into the lower deck in left field. The Baltimore second baseman now with three on the year, and Baltimore with a one-run lead in the second inning.
Line drive to second. The ball was caught and then dropped. Let's see what they're going to call here. Out and safe at first. Votto wants to, he looked in the dugout, said, you got to take a look at that. That line drive was caught off the bat of Davis by Peraza and then appeared to be dropped as he was trying to throw to first base. No umpire signal was made, so Peraza picked up the ball and threw to Cozart to get a force out at second on Machado. They put Machado back at first base, so even though they have not signaled anything, and still nothing has been signaled.
Well, if they put him back at first base and there's one out in the inning, I mean, an out on the play,
right?
Then they would have had to call the infield fly rule.
Well, they would have called that the ball, he dropped it in transition from catching it to throwing to first base.
Right, that's true.
Here's a swing and a blast out to center field. Jones back, he'll look up, gone. Home run Votto, number 5. He leads this team in that department, and it ties this game in the fourth, 1-1.
And he takes strike 3 on the inside corner. This guy has been painting all night long with the lead. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. He strikes out swinging, and he is out on strikes for the third straight time.
Trumbo does move into scoring position at second. Now for Baltimore, the onus of the inning goes onto the shoulders of J.J. Hardy. The pitch. And a ball hit into left center. That's going to fall for a hit. Duvall up with it. He fires to the plate, and it is not in time. Scoring from second base is Trumbo. And Baltimore has taken a 2-1 lead here in the 10th.
The Orioles win at 2-1 in 10 innings, taking 2 of 3 from the Reds. Wade Miley had no decision, allowing 1 run in 8 frames while striking out 11. Scott Feldman was almost as good, surrendering just 1 run in 7 innings of work. The Reds come up short in extra innings against the Orioles. Manager Brian Price spoke to the media after the game.
It's a really good pitching performance in these 3 games.
Yeah, well, the thing that shouldn't be overlooked, or hopefully isn't overlooked over the course of the season, is that we're getting better starting pitching. We talked about it a few days ago. We need this type of pitching to stay competitive in the division. It's unfortunate to waste a couple games like this, but you know what? You look across, Jimenez threw a great game. And from the first inning, I said, Miley was on. And I said, this kid's on. I've seen him good. And he was down in the zone, and he was attacking. And my feeling was, with the way that Scott was pitching, it was going to be a low-scoring game, and it was going to come down to a single run differential. And that's exactly what happened. So you hate to lose, but you got to find ways when you do lose to still play a good ball game, and we did tonight. We just weren't able to put the runs on the board.
A couple of interesting plays in the game, obviously the play at first base involving Peraza at second, and then also the Joey Votto foul ball, no foul ball. I know they can't look at that, but the umpires got together and none of them saw it.
Yeah, and you know, and they're saying, hey, look, Brian, if we would have seen it, we would have thrown our hands up and killed the play. And it's a non-reviewable play, but you know, I've been in situations like that before where there's been no sign from anybody about a ball being foul, and however, based on the reaction of the hitter, sometimes you can work your way through that one somehow. We weren't able to do it today. I think it did hit Joey's foot or leg or whatever. However, because it's not reviewable and no one called it, we couldn't do anything with it.
Finally, a couple nice defensive plays out there. Peraza at second base on that one where he goes deep, and then also Schebler on the throw to third base.
Yeah, we had actually three because the ball that got over Billy's head, and then he made a great throw to Zach, and Zach a perfect strike to Gino. So again, a one-run game, 3 really nice defensive plays, 2 pitchers that pitched their tails off, and they were able to scratch out that big run on a 2-strike base hit by Hardy. But we got to take that and take this in the next series and play better and score some runs and get some victories.
Thank you.
Scott Feldman tossed seven innings, allowing just one run, but it wasn't enough as his Reds fell to the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough game. Tough game tonight because, had a chance to win the series and just came up a little bit short. But guys made some great plays out there on defense, and, unfortunately, Wade pitched a great game.
Between, you guys needed some deep outings, and you and Amir kind of do it. It's kind of a shame to not waste, but not to get the wins after some two nice performances like that, though.
I think we had a chance to come out and win the series tonight, and obviously Amir pitched great last night and just tried to pick up where he left off. But when you're going up against good pitching on the other team too, it makes it tough. So I think that as long as we keep playing defense like this and pitching like this, we'll have a good year.
What was the pitch to Scope?
It was a curveball that just got a little too much played. I mean, he's an aggressive hitter, and I had in my notes, not to throw him strike curveballs. I was trying to expand a little bit, and just got too much of the plate.
This is a team that's got a lot of bombers over there, and for him to beat you, even though he is going well right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, they don't really have anybody that is incapable of hitting the ball out of the park. So when you're going over the lineup, at least for me, I had a good plan, and I stuck with it. I just made a mistake to him, and he made me pay. But, he's a big, strong guy and got some pop.
Up next, the Reds welcome the Cubs Friday. Tim Adelman on the hill up against John Lester.